that all the kelim that Ochaz used to worship Avodah Zarah, he went into the Beis Hamikdash and he used those kelim l'shem Avodah Zarah. So when Ochaz went in, it was still Hegdish. It was not a chilul in the Beis Hamikdash. So the kelim did not belong to him. The kelim was Hegdishes. And still it says the pasuk, Hechinu Vigdashtu, when Chizkiyo came, Yom HaMah, we learned, Hechinu means Shegonzum. He put those Mizbeach and he buried them. That since Ochaz used it for Shem Avodah Zarah, even though it didn't belong to him, but since he did a meister with the Mizbech, he brought Kabbalah on top of it, he held he can't use that Mizbech anymore. And he was gone as the Mizbech. The Gdashnu means Shegdashnu Acher Tachayim. He brought other Mizbech, he brought another one instead of that place. So here's the proof. The question is, V'ein Adam Oyster Dov Hashem Shaloi, why did Yechizkiyahu HaMelech have to take the Mizbech that Ochaz used L'shem Avodah Zarah and bury it? What do I care? Ochaz doesn't own the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is Hegdish, it belongs to Hashem. See, even though he used it L'shem Avodah Zarah, the klal should be Ein Adam Oysedav V'shem Eshaloi. Since it doesn't belong to you, you cannot put an Isser upon it. Ella must be the answer, Kivon the Avod V'maisa, since Ochaz brought Kabbonis on it. He used the Mizbeach, he did an action to the Mizbeach L'shem Avodah Zarah, if it's Allah Allahu. It becomes Osla Gvaya, that this Mizbeach cannot be used anymore for the for Hegdish. So they all can understand here also, Kivan Shasa Vomaisa Osra, that once a person does an action to somebody else's behemoth, even though he only shechs just one simon, but as long as you do an action to somebody else's behemoth, it actually becomes Osla Ligvaya. Because it's psul never. Furthermore, it says, Tiyasi Rav Dimu, when Rav Dimi came, Omar Rav Yechzer, the name of Rav Yechanan, that Afal Pi Shomel, even though it was said, Hamishtacha Velakar Koilam, if anybody, Jew or a guy, bows down to worship the ground, the Kar Koilam, Lo Yasra, the ground does not become Asa Bano, Mechubar does not become Asa, the book says, Elohayim, Al Hehorim, the Lo Yehorim, not the mountain itself, the mountain, the ground itself, does not become Asa Bano. But what's going to be? Chofa bo boiris. Sichel morois. Let's see, he goes and digs dishes there. In this ground that he's worshipping, he also digs dishes there. And he makes caves there. Then Osra. Then the ground becomes Osra Bano. Since he does a meister to it, then it becomes Osra. Rashi says, Osra af lehedyet. It even becomes Osra lehedyet. That since he's worshipping it now with an action through a meister, the meister makes it Osra Bano. And Kiyosi Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Omer Rav Yechanan, Afal Pi Shom, even though it was said, Hamishtach Vela Balichayim, Lo Yosron, if you worship a behemoth, the behemoth itself does not become Osa Bano, not Lehedyud at least, it's only never a Sosla for bring for Korban, it's Sosla Gvoya, but for private persons, still Mutta Bano, you're allowed to still use it. But also, Chalipa Navoris Kechovim Osron. Let's say it became a chiluk. That means, let's say a guy sold you his Avodah Zarah and instead he took an animal. Then the animal does become Osa Bano. Chalipa Avodah Zarah is Osa. Anytime you make an exchange, if you have the Avodah Zarah itself, you have this statue, and you make a Chalipin, you make an exchange, this, for something else, anything you exchange it for becomes Osa Bano. Even an animal, that's the Chiddush. Even a Baal Chai can also become Osa Bano because the Chalipa Avodah Zarah. Kiyosi, the Mor says, Kiyosi, Ravan came, Omri said, Pligi bo Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbonim. Really, it's a Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbonim. Chadama 1 says, Chalipa Nasura. True. If you exchange an Avodah Zarah itself for an animal, either a Goy or a Jew exchanges it for an animal, so the Chalipa Avodah Zarah becomes Osa Bano. What's going to be now if you exchange this animal for something else? For you exchange one animal for another animal. Chalipa, Chalipa Mutarim. They owe the second exchange, that becomes already Mutta Bano. Again, you exchange an animal, a dog, for an Avodah Zarah. And then you exchange this dog for a cat. Mm-hmm. So he owes the cat is Mutta Bano. But the Chadam one says no. Afilu Chalipa, Chalipa Nami Asurin. Even though you exchange now the dog for a cat, the cat also becomes Osa Bano. A second exchange still takes over the Yisra Avodah Zarah. So what's the machlokes here? My time with the man the yom ha'chalipa chalipin asurin. Why do you say even the second exchange also remains also? On makor the pasuk says v'yisa cherim kamo. It means anything that comes out on avodah zara should be cherim, should be also bano. We dashin kol shato mahaya mimenu. Anything that comes out from the avodah zara, no matter how far down the road, hareyu kamo, it always remains like the avodah zara itself. It's also bano. So this chalipin, this cat, is coming out from the avodah zara. First you exchange a dog for a cat, and now the person exchanged the dog for a cat, so the cat is coming all the way back from the avodah zara. It's also asur bano. These are the one that says muta omar kruas like this. The person says no who. It says who v'loy chalipin chalipin. But avodah zara says v'yis techerim kamohu. It says the word who there in the pasuk. Who means only one and not two. V'idach who miboru lelamute orla uklai kerem. Means comes to exclude orla uklai kerem over there. There's no din chalipin. If you ask Teres of Orlo, Teres of Bano, let's say you do an Aver and you exchange it for something. If you exchange the Teres of Orlo for something else, the exchange does not become Asa Bano. And the same thing by Klai Kerem. It's only by Avoid Zara that the Chalipin is awesome, and not by Yodi Surin. Shemochru on the Kiddush B'demeyim HaKadeshis. If somebody takes Teres Orlo, and he sells them, and with the money he receives, he's Mekadesh his wife, the Kedushin is Chal, because the Chalipin, the money, is Mute Bano. That's what I do with the word v'hu. But really, avodah zara itself is also even chalipa chalipin. V'yidach, orlo klai kerem, l'tzrich, I do not need a pasuk mutei. Te'evinu avodah skechovim u'shviyas, shnei k'suvim avoyin k'yechot. There are two times in the Torah that chalipin is also. V'yidach shmita, shviyas perish shviyas, and avodah zara. And therefore, v'chol shnei k'suvim avoyin k'yechot, ein melandin. The Torah says something twice. It says that by Perish Shvius, if you had this apple that was grown on Shemitah, that was never, an Aver was done with it, so it's Asa. If you sell it, the money also becomes Asa. Or if you even Perish that was grown the Heta, if you take the money, if you sell the tree, the money of the tree also has Kedusha Shvius. So there's two halachis, by Shvius and by Avodah Zarah. So clearly, if the Torah says it twice, why? If it means to learn out other places, only say it once. Now learn out from here all over. Since it says twice, the second time to teach us only here and no place else. Here. Avodah skechovim hodem, like we just said, the pasuk of v'yis techerem kamoyah, whatever comes out from it is also bano. Shviyis tziv ki yovel hi kodesh ki yolechem. Ma kodesh, just like hegdish. Toifis is domov, you could be paid the hegdish and the money becomes kodesh. Instead of the chayfetz, v'yoso av shviyis. The same thing, the peiris that grow on Shemitah, so it first says to Meher, if you sell the peiris, so the money has to do Shemitah. That's what the mice on Eretz Yisrael, when you buy the peiris, they don't pay directly. They on Shemitah, you buy it on you put on credit, and you pay later. If you don't pay directly, then the money is not called Chalipe Shemitah. But if you pay directly, it's called the money has an exchange for the peiris, it also has to do Shemitah on it. Later, put it down now on credit, and you pay later. Tefes of the mail, the asura. For the marima, it's just like hegdish. Tefes says dama v'yotzel chulin. By hegdish, the loch is if you want to buy something from hegdish, so you give money to hegdish, then the chayfes becomes chulin. You're allowed to use it. Maybe av shviyas tefes says the mail that if you pay money, so the pre becomes mutter and the money becomes awesome. V'yotzel chulin. Tamlem it says no tia v'yavyosin tei. That the pre itself that was grown on Shemitah, that always remains with Kedusha Shemitah. Paket has to come out. Let's say in exchange, you have these apples that grew on Shemitah, and exchange it for meat. So Lachar is Eilu v'Eilu Mizbarim b'Shriyas. Both have Kedusha Shriyas. Both the meat and the pre, both have Kedusha, that you have to get rid of it at a certain time. What's going to be now? Lachar v'Bosadogim. With the meat now, you exchange and buy fish. So Yotze Bosa, the Bosa becomes Chulin, has no more Kedusha. But Nichnas Dogim, the fish now have Kedusha Shvius. The Dogim Yantze, with the fish now you exchange for wine. So Yotze Dogim Nichnas Yayin, the fish go out and wine comes in. The Yayin Shemen, now you buy oil, same thing. Yotze Yayin V'Nichnas Shemen. For Katan, what's the cloud by Shemitah? Achra Nitvas B'Shvius. The last thing that you made the exchange from the original pre-Shvius remains also as Kedusha Shvius. But a priyatma yasa, two things. The original tree that grew on Shemitah, that always remains with the Gusha Shviyas. And then the exchange, the last thing you exchange it for, that also remains also. The Iduch, but the Manduk is Sovar, Shneksu, and Boyk, Yech, Malam, Niyos, no. Even though the Torah says it twice, it says it by Shemitah and by Avodah Zarah, that the Chalipin is also, I will learn out all of the places, Malamdin. Therefore, who? The Matinu. You know why it says here, Cherim, who? By Avodah Zarah, teach us that no, only by Avodah Zarah is the Chalipin also, but not by Orlo. By Avodah Zarah itself, we own the Chalipe, 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 Chalipin is always Asa. It goes as far down, as long as this exchange came from Hegdish, came from Avodah Zarah, it remains Asa by now.
So what
do
you say, the first
thing
always?
Sholu es as the Kenyan Baroimi. They asked the Chachomim in Rome. Emein Ritzoynikam Babazachovim, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not desire, Avodah Zarah doesn't like it. Lo me'enem avat, lakum HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself doesn't take revenge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself should come and break all the Avodah Zarahs. Some will have the Chum said that like this. Ilu l'davar, shein tzaruch ni'olam v'ayim, if they would worship just idols, things the world would not need, v'ayim oivdim. It doesn't shein tzaruch ni'olam v'ayim oivdim. If they only would worship idols, v'ayim avat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come down and break them all. True. But harayelu oivdim l'chamelu l'vayim l'kachovim l'mazolus. The Goyim worship the moon, the sun, the stars, the planets. If so, Yoiva Dailoma Mifnei HaShaitim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and destroy the world because of these fools, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't destroy the sun and the moon. Therefore, he leaves them alone. He doesn't destroy the Avodah Zarah. So he answers back that they have an answer though. Omolehen, if so, and came, Yoiva Dava Shein Sarf Le'olam Boy. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu come down and destroy all the idols. If they worship just on an image, that has no use in the world. So Hashem should come down and destroy all the images, and be a niach, dova shetzaruch olam boy. But when they worship the sun and the moon, that they understand and leave alone. Or Maloy, no, he said, they said back, af onu mazikim idei ordeyim. If so, will be a proof to the people that worship the sun that he's the real Avodah Zarah. Shalelu. Shalelu, then those worshippers will say, teidu, shein elhus. I'll bring you proof that our God, the Son, is the real God. Sherehein le'bokle, because they're not destroyed. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot go and destroy some and leave all the some, because if he leaves all the some, the Goyim will say, that's the real Avodah Zarah, and those he can't destroy, so therefore that's why Hashem does not destroy anything. Tana Rabbana, Sholo plus v'tetzatzkeinim. Right, this guy asked the Chachamim in Rome, in Malakechem and Ritzayim about Chachamim, if Hashem does not like Avodah Zarah, if they magen olat, how come he doesn't destroy them? Amalench. They would just worship the images that Hashem would destroy them. But they worship Lechama, the sun, Levana, the moon, the stars, the mazals, the planets. Hashem destroyed the world because of the Shaitim now. The world goes the way it goes. There'll come a time in Gehenim when Hashem will pay them back. The Rech, another chapter, he asks like this. Hareisha goes out so and so chitim. What's to me if somebody steals some wheat? Volach, and he steals some wheat, and he goes with Zarvakak and he plants it now. So really, Dino, really the way Hashem should act is, Shletatzmiach. These seeds should not grow. Since they're stolen good, they should not grow. El Arazal Oilam Kiminig Noig. The world goes the way it goes. Volach, Vishaitim Shekukulu, Asidun Lidah Esadin. Hashem does not change the normal root of the world. If they do our various, they'll get punished later. The Rech, another thought is like this. Hare Shabu Alishas Chaveroi. If somebody has nus with somebody else's wife, so really, Dinu Shlita Saber. Really, Hashem should make it, she should not become pregnant from that via. It's an Avera. Ela, Hashem lets it go. Ela Oilam Kiminig Noig. Hashem lets the world go normally. That's all part of the Bechira that we have in this world. That we have to be a Chacham to see what Emes is. But these fools that do the averus, they'll get the punishment later. And behind the Yom Roshim and Lokish, Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Laidai in Lushar, not only these wicked people, Shoysim Selishli Pumbami, that they make my cell into a false, that they're Mizana, with an Ashes with somebody else's wife, they do averus, and Lashematricha Moisi, they force me, they bother me, Omachtina Moisi Vakochi, that I have to sign it Balkorchi, like we just said, meaning if a person lives with somebody else's wife, she may become pregnant that way. And like the person forces Hashem to make her pregnant to have the vlad, because Hashem does not change the normal root of the world. There's Bechira, we have to see what the emet is ourselves. But that's the meaning of Hashem. He does not change the meaning of Olam, Olam kimin hoganoi. But the people that do their errors, they'll get punished later. Shoyel Tluchet Achas Ogamliel. Cost of the Seras Maturah says, Ki Hashem lo tenech eish oislo. Hashem is burning with fire, El Kanai, that he's jealous of Avodah Zarah. Mifnei ma miskana b'yavdeho, v'yein miskana bo. How come Hashem is only angry at the people that worship the Avodah Zarah, and not at the Avodah Zarah itself? Why doesn't Hashem come and burn up the Avodah Zarah itself? Omer Lecham said back, Enshmer Chomashim Lomadol, I'll give you an example. Lamelech Bosom Adam, Shoyel Ebenecha, the king had a son. The Yaisa ben this son, who in the garden lay as a caliph, brought up a dog. The Elohim Shema Shemovav, he called the dog King George. That's what he called the dog. Okay, so this one, he had a swear, I'm a Bechai Kelev Abba. I swear on the dog King George. Kishama Melech, when the king heard about this, Al Miu Kayas, who did the king get angry at? Al Aben on his son, who Kayas, I Allah Kelev, to get angry at the dog. Who Kayas? Kaviyama, for sure you would tell me Al Aben, because he gets angry at the son. So here also, that Hashem gets angry at the people that worship the Avodah Zarah, they are people, and not at the Avodah Zarah itself, that's a dog. So Amla, the guy said, Kelevatakur, you calling my Avodah Zarah a dog? The Avodah Zarah has power. He does things. How can you call him a dog? Amla, Yamar Royis, how do you know? What's the proof he does anything to Avodah Zarah? Amla, Pamachat Nothlet Lake of the Iroim. Once a fire came in the city, this was called Yerkul, the whole city was burnt down. And this one church was not burnt down. To see my Avodah Zarah mean something. All right, so let's go.
You hold Nundal and Beis. Nul the Shalom, like it says in the Mishnah, we're on the Gemara a little bit for the first the big line. But the Shalom, the Gemara, the Mishnah was again that the Zekanim asked the Zekanim in Rain, like if Hashem does not like the Avodah Zarah, so how come Hashem himself doesn't destroy all the Avodah Zarah? So the answer was that the Goyim worship the sun, the moon, and these things Hashem can't destroy. Just because of the Shaitim Shabbalim, Hashem doesn't destroy them. But rather the klal is that Olam Kemenig Noig, the Shaitim Shotokolu, Asidim Litanasadim, they'll themselves, they'll get punished later on. So we'll start from the beginning of the first big line again. Whereas the Bahainu, the Yom Rosh Lakish, Yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loidayin L'Rishoyim, isn't it enough for Rishoyim, Shoysin Sela Shali Fundi, that they make my Sela false, that they force me even to be chosim, to make a seal, to create new things. Like the Gemara's case is, if a man's mizana was nashis ish, to live with somebody else's wife, so really she should not become pregnant. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts k'minig olam, that a mole should become pregnant, that's called they force Hashem to be chosim, to make something that he wouldn't want. Now, sholo kalusvis ach echod, one guy, listen, Siv is Saraskim, it says in your Torah, Ki Hashem Elokech Eish Oichla. Hashem is like fiery. Who? El Kanai, that Hashem is very jealous upon any Avodah Zarah. So the question is, yes, if Neima Miskane B'Yavdeho, V'Yein Miskane Bo, how come Hashem is only angry upon the people that worship the Avodah Zarah, and Hashem is not angry at the Avodah Zarah itself? Mashma Eish Oichla, Hashem will kill the people that worship the Avodah Zarah. So Maloy, so Gamil answer back like this. M Shulukh Moshulamad Abraham, I'll give you an example. Lamelech Boss of Adam, Shayla Benach, he had one son. The Yoseya Ben Hoyamagadu Loyas a Kelev. He brought up a dog in the house. And the Heloloy Shame Al Shame of it. He called the dog, King George. He called the name of the dog. But Gushonishpa, when the son had a swear, I'm a Bechaye Kelev Abba, I swear in the name of George, my father the dog. Because Yisham HaMelech, when the king heard about this, Amiyu Koyis, who did the king get angry at? Av HaBen Hu Koyis? Or Yala Kelev Hu Koyis? Is he angry at the son? Or is he angry at the dog? You tell me, Al HaBen Hu Koyis, the father was angry upon the son. Like the son has Seichel as Das, he should not do this, he should not call his name on the dog. So, Omar Lois, so the Tlus Vesechus is going to Batar Gamil, Kelev Atakir Koreyoisa, like you calling my Avodah Zara dog, is that nice? V'alo yesh po mamish, listen, my Avodah Zara could do things, it could harm you. Don't call him a dog. Omaloi, so Gamaliel said back to Goy, Omaroyis, what's your proof that the Avodah Zara could do anything? Who said he has any power at all? So Omaloi, the guy said, listen, Pamachas, it once happened that North Lord the Lake of Irenu. There was an attack, a fire came upon the city. The Yisrafa called the Akula, and the whole city was burnt down. The Yoisa Bayis, Avedis, Pechovim, and this church, this house, was not burned down. So you see, it has power, it could stop fire. Omlas, or the Mir said back to listen. Let me give you an example to what this is like. Lemelech Bosse Vadom is like a king. Shesor Cholov Medina. That the Medina, the people, rebelled or did Averis, did Chatzim, did things bad against him. So if Yeshuaishu Muhammad, when the king now goes to kill them out, to have war against them, Yemachayim Huayser, or Yemamesim Huayser, who does he fight? Does he fight the live people, the people that acted wicked, or does he fight the dead people? Have you heard me? You'll tell me for sure, Yemachayim Huayser, the king only fights against the live people. Those are the people that did wicked things. But against the Mesim, what does the king care? Here also, Hashem doesn't care about the Avodah Zarah. They're dead people anyway. And you only care about the people that worship them, that do Chatoim. So Omalei, the guy got angry again. Omalei, Kelev ata Kereya Yisoy, Mesat to Kereya Yisoy, what's going on here? You call my Avodah Zarah like all these good names. You call him a Kelev, you call him a dog. You call him all these names. In came, if so, Yavdenu Menel meant the first question, if so, why doesn't Hashem destroy all the Avodah Zarahs? If it's really like you're saying, that they're like nothing, they're like a dog, and like a kelev, and then like a mason, so why doesn't Hashem destroy them? Oh, my Lord, so the answer is like in the Mishnah. If they would only worship to idols, seeing the world does not need, true, way his speech just he said, spoke to him, that then Hashem would have destroyed them. But for the goyim worship the sun, the moon, the stars, and the mazolas, the planets. And the afikim, Rashi says that moitzoy mayim, they worship wells, and the geyas and valleys, is yoivid or high things, yoivad oilom, oilomloi, mifnei shaitim, shah Hashem destroyed the world because of the shaitim, Hashem lets the world go. And the shaitim don't get the punishment for it. Right, the Mishnah is your question. If so, let Hashem just destroy the other ones and not the Chama. So the end of the Mishnah says, in Cain you'll be machzikim v'deyavdeyim. Then the people that worship the sun will think that's the real God. They'll say, listen, Hashem destroys all the other gods that are destroyed. Only our God stays over, so you'll be mechazik the people that worship the sun. Therefore, Hashem does not destroy these Avodah Zarahs. But this is what the wrong will answer the goy. This could be a goyish teretz. But the real teretz of Chur is that is a bechira. Hashem doesn't destroy these things in this world. That's bechira. Person has the choice. It's up to you to do good or to do bad. Now you yourself have to be boicha to do taif. But Hashem himself doesn't destroy all the ra. That's our bechira. That's our choice we have in this world. But the bechain, where the pasuk also says, that osaf, osaf,